The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We welcome you back. We have reached the final hour of the show on SEC Media Days. We've been here all week, and it's been a lot of fun. Tomorrow, back in the studio. But we have a couple more guests, one very special that you may remember from a few months ago, your phone calls, and of course the last media member standing contest continues. How about Chris starting off the final hour? Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you for the call.
Yes, I used to work for Jimmy Rain. I worked for about 7 years with him. And Jimmy a pretty good fella, man. He helped out a lot of people from Abbey High School that go college, Jim, and he got three of the biggest business, well, the biggest business in Abbeville, so a lot of work. But the only thing I really hate, you know, is that they dip in it, but I think Carson is a half a hit for Tech. They just got to give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? And Auburn, a lot of times, they don't be predicted to win nothing. But like in 2010, they end up
Yeah, you know, thank you. Listen, thanks for the call. I don't think anyone has ever suggested that Jimmy Raines isn't a good Samaritan. And I know Jimmy well. I talked to him not that long ago. And the issue isn't what kind of businessman he is. He's smart. I've been in studios with him. I've interviewed him for extended periods of time. I've been to his charity event. It's what he does with the Auburn football program that is in serious question right now. And that's why we had what we did today with Harsin. And the problem for Rain is he hasn't spoken about it. He is hidden from the media. And I think that's a mistake. If he's got nothing to hide, then he should talk about his view of Auburn athletics. Because when you don't speak, one would assume that the allegations that have been leveled against you, that you were behind the coup, are true. Let's continue. AC is in New Jersey. Good afternoon, AC.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question for you. I'm going to put you in a top spot. I have six top college football programs. I just need your opinion. Who is more likely to end their championship drought? I have six teams for you. Texas A&M Aggies. I have the Longhorns, Irish, Michigan, the Sooners, and I have USC. If I need to take out of those six teams, my safest bet will be the USC Trojan, not a loser like Jim from Tuscaloosa. Thank you so much for taking my call, sir.
Yeah, you know, I would agree. I think Lincoln Riley has had such a phenomenal offseason. And not to say that Jimbo Fisher isn't building a championship contender. He is. But the competition that he faces every year is far stiffer than what Lincoln Riley will face, even in the Big Ten. Let's continue with more phone calls here on the program. And you can give us a call at 855-242-7285. And Justin is up next in Auburn. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Paul. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Just have a couple of things. First of all, how do you understand AC when he talks? Like, this guy's got to slow down and quit hitting the crack pipe, whatever he's doing.
Let me ask you a funny question. Who do you think talks faster? You know, everyone knows where I'm going here. AC or our first guest tonight, Jimbo Fisher?
It's definitely got to be AC. He's on another
yeah,
level.
I think it is too.
Jimbo's close.
Jimbo sounds like he has a southern drawl compared to AC.
But he's living in the South. AC's still up in New York, so you know.
Yeah, and by wherever. The way, thank AC goodness.
Yeah, but I just wanted to bring up. A lot of people are talking about the quarterback for Auburn and this year. And talking about the O-line and how they haven't been good and all that. And I get that. But last year, Texas A&M had the worst O-line in the SEC, statistically. So Calzada spent most of his time on the run last year. I mean, he made plays and did he accomplished what he accomplished with the worst O-line in SEC. If we give him Auburn's O-line, which obviously I think Calzada is a huge step up from Bo Nix. I appreciate Nix. I appreciate what he did for us. But the kid mentally, I think he sped stuff up when he didn't have to. It seems like Calzada's a little bit more composed, and he doesn't do that. I feel like with our O-line this year, even though they haven't been proven to be great, but they're obviously better than what A&M had. I feel like he could make a huge stride and really be a big factor for us this year, and nobody's talked about that. Nobody's really talked about how bad his O-line was.
I talked to Cole Kublik a couple hours ago, and he said he felt like the line would be a lot better. Hey, thank you very much. Let's talk about A&M with our next caller. Matt is in Texas. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Berger, how you doing, Mr. Paul Fine, Mr. Professor? I disagree with that guy about A&M's offensive line. The only thing I agree with him, yes, there was a terrible line last year, but he's going to bring enough strength back to have a good season this year. The problem was our defense let us down, and we didn't bring it off the line. That's not going to be the case this year, Paul. And I want to tell you about another thing. When all the dust settles, who's going to be three power shipper conferences? Is it Big 12, Big 10, and SEC? What's going to happen when all the dust settles, Paul?
I suspect you're going to have two mega conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. The Big 12, I think, is going to be number 12? Three. Okay. It will be the third best conference because
you,
the Big 12, Matt, is going to pick off another Pac-12 school because they have nowhere else to go.
Okay. Well, I got one question for you. What happens when A&M, Texas A&M, you join? Are they going to be the rival at Texas A&M again? Are they used to play at the end of the year?
You know, Jimbo, thanks, Matt, for the call. Jimbo alluded to that today. He said, I think he was speaking out of school, but nobody cares. He said that the model right now is for A&M to play, let me see if I remember this correctly, Texas, LSU, and Mississippi State on a regular basis. I think what they did is they put out a hypothetical situation just to see how it looked, and that's what he's the first one that I've heard mention that today. That was very, very interesting. Thanks for the call. Tyler is up next. I'm sorry, Joe. Tanner is up next in Alabama. Hello, Tanner.
Ms. Feinbaum.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a lifelong listener, grew up in Tuscaloosa. Big Alabama fan, and I've seen you go from local to, you know, all over the world. And I just want to say I'm proud of you first and foremost. But so I'm torn on the NIL deal because, you know, I grew up and I saw Tyrone Prothrow injure himself. And I thought, man, he deserves some money. You know, a lot of these kids, they deserve money. But I've also seen the bad. I've seen, you know, Jimmy John's. I'm not talking about the sandwich shop.
Yeah, I know you're talking
player
about.
Who was okay, well, I saw him get arrested or read about it. I didn't, but I just wonder, do you think with these kids making, you know, huge amounts of money, will that bring any crime? Because, yeah, you know, you see what happened to A&M guy this weekend, DUI charge, gun charge. Do you think with these players getting so much money, they run the risk of, you know, having – you know, their friends from back home coming and drugs and guns and, you know, what do you think? Or, you know, do you think there's any, you know, is it just going to be a few of them? Will it keep some of them from choosing a life of crime, or will it lead others to, like, you know, just get involved?
Let me say this, Tanner. I am not a sociologist. So, I mean, you've asked a really important question, and I do, you know, no matter, I know plenty of people, plenty of athletes, plenty of people of all walks of life who have made moderate amount of money, a lot of money, and it's not so much what you make, it's how you're able to manage it. And I think that's a challenge for everybody. I have friends who they started making serious money, and they couldn't handle it. I think I was fortunate. It took me a long time before I made any kind of money being a sports writer. So I was able to I started making a couple of more dollars. I was so thrifty that it didn't change anything that I did. But yes. Ultimately that's a real problem, especially those who are making a any amount of money for a college student is a lot of money. I remember I made $40 a month as working for a school newspaper, and I thought I was rich. So I realized that was a million years ago, but it's all in context. So, if you're making a couple of $100, $10,000, or some of these guys making significantly more, you better get help. You better have somebody that's advising you. And when you start making that kind of money, remember to pay your taxes, because the IRS will not forget that.
And let me ask you, are these schools putting people in place to try and see that these kids are, being smart with their money? Or, are the schools saying, hey, let me give you a guy to help you with your taxes? Or, are there people in place?
Tanner, they are helping. Every university right now is spending an enormous amount of time educating their athletes. I quit using the word student athletes because I don't think that's what they are anymore. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, last media member, you got it. Last media member standing is coming up here at the end of the hour. There's not going to be many people left for some reason. Everybody wants to get out of Atlanta. But we'll also talk to some very special young people in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back here, the final 45 minutes. We will do something a little bit different today. We're going to have the last media member standing about 15 minutes before we go off the air. And we'll give it back to the callers the final few minutes. Let me introduce our final guests we've been talking to college students all week, and Callie Stanford and Noah Griffith are with the Auburn Plainsman, a legendary campus newspaper. Callie, thank you for joining us. And Noah, we talked to you in early February, and your appearance here was so inspirational to so many people. We thank you for being with us again.
I appreciate it. It's great to be back once at this time in person.
Well, thank you so much. And Callie, describe this experience for you as a young student. Those of us When I was in college, this would have been a dream come true to be able to hang out and cover Auburn and all the other schools. What's it been like for you?
Exactly what you're saying. It was one of those, you know, we got here this morning and you were here, and that's insane. And it's just crazy to run into all these people that you see and hear about on TV. And we've never been anything so big as this, because me and Noah, you know, kind of started in Auburn when COVID was happening. So this in-person stuff is super cool to get to come to.
Okay. So, I mean, we talked about Auburn all day, and we'll talk about it a little bit. But I'm a gossip. I want to know, all the people you've met and what's it been like. Noah, who have you been able to meet?
I've seen people as crazy as SUNY Lee. I mean, an Olympian. So it's
by the way, I was at Auburn this year. I met her and I couldn't talk. So I feel the same way.
To talk to people like SUNY Lee, Bruce Pearl. I mean, to go from just a student out of school to just through journalism to be able to meet people like that is amazing.
I want to remind the audience, because February, I think it was February 1st, is a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
We were introduced to you because you were with some other people making a stand to try to help young people who had some serious challenges trying to get around. Remind the audience of the, it was, I thought it had to do with the basketball arena, if I remember.
Yes, sir, it did.
And explain, the battles that you have been facing for a long time.
Yes, sir. So I have a rare disease, neuromuscular disease, called Friedreich's ataxia, which just kind of takes away my balance and coordination every time. It's made it tough to walk. I use a walker. Auburn basketball just kind of blew up, got to number one. The program rose so fast. And people just kind of flogged the games, and it got hectic real fast. And so I had some trouble getting into games. There were crowds of people that I almost got taken out by. And I had heard of other disabled people on Auburn's campus say, you know, I can't go to basketball games because I'm just not able to. It's not an option for me. And, you know, that just kind of hurt.
I've watched you around here and Callie, you know, we all complain and I mean, I complained because I had to walk outside in the rain earlier. I want you to describe to the audience what this young man deals with, because, he faces it head on, but it's still not easy. And there's apparatuses that are necessary.
Yeah, and like we're talking about basketball, it was great to see that change happen at Auburn, but then places like this, they're accessible, but we've walked from a parking lot, crossed a few roads, yeah. We've probably been in every elevator in this place. We've joked that this is an insanely complicated building. And it's one of those things we think they're doing a good job, and then, you know, it's just sometimes hard for Noah to get places, and that's okay. We can't get in a hurry. We just go where we're going. But it does make you realize there's places that don't accommodate him, and you hate to see it because you don't realize it until you're with him. Like, I go a lot of places with Noah, and it hurts me to see sometimes when we can't do things.
And listen, you have every right to be here as Callie or myself or Tim Tebow or anybody else. You're a credentialed member of the media, and yeah, the rest of us are just trying to figure out the complexities, as Callie said, of this building. I'm staying in the hotel next door, and I tried to go back way, and I think I ended up in Birmingham. Yeah, you have the Mercedes-Benz Stadium across the street. You have the College Football Hall of Fame. You have a hotel. And they really, in many ways, they all intersect. So, Noah, you go through things that none of us understand completely, and we all say things like, thanks for, you know, it's great to see you, but it doesn't seem to bother you, though, because at your age, we all think about different things, but how do you deal with the challenges every day and still do your job quite well?
I mean, it's tough, to be honest with you, on a day-to-day basis, but is something I've had to deal with for a few years now. I was diagnosed at 16. So you just kind of learn along the way that people don't quite, like you said, don't quite understand, and that's not their fault. I'm representing a community that's very underrepresented, and right. I want to represent it the best I can, and kind of help people understand through, you know, what I go through, and
How do you help others? How do you keep your spirits up? Because you're at such an amazing age that you're at as well, Callie. But I remember. I mean, I still remember more about what I did at that age than I did yesterday. Yeah. Because everything is new. Everything you're seeing with fresh eyes. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you seem like you're added to, I mean, what I see from you and having spoken to you and here, you're not letting, other than the obvious disability, you're not letting the rest of it stop you.
Well, you can't let it stop you. The, a lot of people describe the college years as the best years of your life, and you know, that may look different for me, but that doesn't mean it can't still be the best and most exciting years of my life.
Well,
to be here in a place like this, just it attributes to that. I mean, this is awesome.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Callie, back to what you were talking about a minute ago. I mean, this is pretty amazing when you think about the largesse of it all. When you walked in today, I mean, you've seen it on television. Obviously.
Yes.
But what's it like when you're here? Because it looks a little bit different.
Well, it was one of those things. I got an email. Hey, we want y'all to be on the Feinbaum Show. So I'm scoping it out. I've never been on TV. I'm like, where's the desk going to be? Where are we going to be? Like you're saying, it's cold in here.
It is.
I needed a jacket. And it's one of those, I had to go find a bathroom. I had to find where the water was. Funny story. Me and Tank Bigsby had to wander to another floor because neither one of us could find the bathroom. You just kind of have to scope it out, settle down. I always have to take a few deep breaths because there's so many people and there's so much to see. And I just have to pause and take it in and then do my job.
Well, I want to say this and because, I mean, at this point in the week, this is now the fourth day we've been here. And Heather Dinich and I were, you know, being like, you know, divas a few minutes ago complaining. And what I've learned from both of you is we really ought to shut up. And because this is incredibly special, and I think sometimes, Noah, when you do it every day, you obviously take it for granted, because it's easy for me to get around. It's easy for me just to walk out and, you know, jump through hoops to go out a back way. But yeah. You've reminded all of us of how fortunate we are.
I guess that's another reason why I do it, and why it's so easy to do, because it does make a difference. And I mean, being on this show and seeing the difference that my article made, I see how big of a difference it makes from day to day, what I do day to day, not just when I write an article or not just when I talk about my story with FA, what I how I live on a day-to-day basis makes a difference.
Well, as I said, as I'm talking to myself here about complaining, I want to say to you, Noah, and I know how you feel, Callie, because you've been such a great friend. I hope you understand, Noah, the impact you had. You had an impact on Auburn, but you also affected countless people who were listening that day and watching. And I know that may not be solace, because you still have to figure out a way to get out of this place. But I hope you can appreciate your message has inspired so many people, and hopefully other places will follow suit.
That's the dream. I mean, not just to have an impact on Auburn, but everywhere.
And I want to close with this. We talked about some heavy subjects, but mostly I want you to enjoy what you're doing, because you will. I still too many more years that I can even count. my college experience. It opened the gateway for everything else that had happened, and I want the same for both of you.
Oh, I appreciate that. You're making a huge difference just in my life by just having me on the show, and it shows how much you care.
Well, Noah, Callie, be well. We will be in Auburn early in the season, I believe, or sometimes fairly. There's a pretty big game early in the season you may have heard about. And hopefully we will be there for that game. And I want to see, as difficult as it may be, and we'll make it pretty easy for you. I hope you'll both come back to the program and help us preview that weekend.
Of course, anytime.
We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah.
Count on it. That game's, if we're not there that week, we're going to be there 2 weeks later. So
yes, sir.
We will be in Auburn early in the year. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
We are heading to the break. What an afternoon this has been. And we're going to, for those of you listening on radio, we're showing a media guy who's still here, which I have no earthly idea of what kind of story he must be writing. We'll talk about the last media member standing, or in this case, sports writers are obviously sitting.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Jimbo Fisher leaving the podium at 12:59 Eastern time after his meeting with the media. Remember, we talked to him about 2 hours later, 3 hours later. And now we're down to the final group of reporters. So we welcome in Travis Brown. Travis, help me with, because there's only three guys left, right?
Right. Yeah, we're a little traveling group here. We're some of the A&M beat guys. And so, really economical decisions being made to fly out at 11 p.m. tonight.
11
back
p.m.?
To Texas. Good 2-hour drive back to College Station. So, you know, got to have somewhere to hang out.
And we're talking about Robert Cessna?
Robert Cessna, legendary A&M reporter from the Bryan-Cox
Station. And, of course, Brent Zornemann, who ruined Media Days last year by breaking that story. Uh-huh.
I don't know if they had the shot in there. He is fully decked out.
Why did they? My question is, and Brent's with the Houston Chronicle, I think. I mean, I know Brent. I'm trying to remember the name of the paper. I don't know. I don't know why they let Brent back in here. I would have banned him after what he did last year.
Well, he's apparently incognito over there with his beanie hat on and his Hall of Fame zip up. I mean, it is freezing in here, but
you
have the dichotomy of Cease in his Hawaiian shirt, looking so tropical, and Brent looking so frigid. So, you know.
So you guys have won the award. You're sharing it. Is that correct?
It'll be a shared trophy.
I like that. I mean, Brent's with Houston. You're in College Station.
Yes, sir.
Where's Cessna?
College Station. We're
so
both the
same paper?
Yes, sir.
So I think it's nice to let Brent piggyback
Yeah, you know, that's. I mean, that's kind of what he does on all these trips anyway.
Not much of
a... You know, just comes on and breaks news. Yeah.
So I guess let me get to the most important question. How do you feel being part of a trio who has one last media member standing?
You know, we were in the contention in 2018 last time we were here. You know, we booked these late flights, and we ended up having to just go ahead and get out of here. So, you know, it feels pretty good. I'm cold. I'm ready to be warm. It's very, very cold in here. But other than that, you know.
I don't know where the vent is, but it's literally blowing right down on us. But that's not important, especially after what we just heard from. But I'm more interested. And then what's he doing over
there?
Yeah,
see, he has like a. He looks like he's gonna play an outdoor hockey game.
The 11 o'clock flight. I mean, I'm rushing to the airport after this to try to catch an earlier, not much earlier, but I am trying to get out of here. There has to be more flights between 7 and 11 o'clock to go to Houston.
A&M's the last team. You got to make sure you have enough time to write. I forget.
You guys have jobs to do.
Something like that.
I mean, when this show ends in a couple of minutes, I'm gone. It doesn't matter to me what happens.
You know, got to write, got to, you know, get a good meal before you go, maybe take a nap.
Since you're charging your newspaper, you might as well just rack it up.
Sure. You just have a nice night on the town in Atlanta.
I worked for a newspaper many years ago, and I'm trying to remember. I went to cover a basketball tournament in Orlando. Now, Birmingham to Orlando, hour and 15-minute flight. There are a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to get to Orlando.
Right.
My newspaper booked me through Dallas.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm sure you know why. To save money.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know. That's the part about it. I really miss the, and I know they don't call it newspaper business anymore. They call it some, you know, big media, whatever. But I was always so impressed with this, with the bookkeepers at newspapers who insisted that you could only spend $37 to fly somewhere.
Yeah. Well, hey, us at the Bryan College Station Eagle, we have the presses still in our building. So,
that's good.
There's ink. If there's ink close, you know, you still are crazy.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday in Lexington, good newspaper town. Obviously, I have a lot to write about with Kentucky football and basketball. And their paper is printed in Knoxville.
Huh.
So, you know what that means? That means that their deadlines are early, and they would already be gone. They wouldn't be doing what you're doing, because you probably are going to get this online and hopefully in a newspaper.
Hopefully. Well, one would hope, yeah. We actually work, we have the same company as the Waco paper, too. So Baylor A&M night games, always a little bit interesting, little bit hectic.
Okay, enough of the newspaper business, enough of the big media world, the aggregation of digital. Let's talk about what you heard today from Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing that kind of stood out to us was whether it be a little slip, a little, you know, whatever, him talking about the three teams that
was news.
Could be potential perennial permanent fixtures for A&M if they do that scheduling model of, and the one that was shocking was Mississippi State. I mean, everyone assumed Texas, LSU. Mississippi State's a little bit out of the blue, because you'd naturally think it would be maybe Arkansas or even Oklahoma.
I'm just an observer here, but and again, you have to balance it, so you can't play three heavyweights for it to be fair. But I sensed a shot at Arkansas, whether it was intentional or Jimbo, but it was like, we have to play LSU. I don't know if that's, I mean, that's a big game.
Sure,
We obviously have to play Texas. And Arkansas that's just not that important.
Well, if you remember, Sam Pittman was asked the same question. Yeah. And while I went and talked to a bunch of the players about that A&M, winning that A&M game, breaking the 11-year streak that they had against them, they said that was the trophy game that stood out to all of them, was that A&M game.
Absolutely.
And
that was bigger than Texas.
Right. And Sam Pittman went with Missouri, LSU, and what was the other one? It was not A&M.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know. Maybe a little back and forth there.
Okay, you're getting married when?
I'm getting married on July 30th, about a week and a half. So shout out to my beautiful bride-to-be, Lauren, back home, who is, I think, watching this somewhere on A&M's campus at her work. So
congratulations,
thank
Lauren.
Thank you.
And a big wedding? Or?
Yeah, pretty big. We have two big families. We're doing it. She's a townie in College Station, so we're doing it in town there. Have some good food. Get to actually play some golf.
So July what day?
July 30th.
Yeah, I'm going to be in town. I don't mean to be a wedding crasher, but I might drop by.
We're having gourmet ice cream sandwiches, and we have beer. Swing by.
Spent a lot of time lately in College Station, so I'll just drop on by. Hey, thanks. Congratulations
Thank
to you and the gang, and be safe tonight as you fly the friendly skies.
Appreciate it.
We'll take a short break. Final few minutes. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
Is it a sign of the times when three guys who cover Texas A&M are the last media member standing? Maybe it's the year of the Aggies, or maybe it's not. I don't know. But we thank you for being here. A couple more minutes. Tomorrow we are going to devote an enormous amount of time to callers. We do have a conversation with the CFP executive director, but as we have neglected the callers this week because we just have so many things happening, but not tomorrow. Carson is up next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. I just wanted to call in and thank you for featuring Noah on your show. I am a art student at UGA, and I'm looking to pursue a sports media ticket along with that and hopefully combine the two somehow in my future career. But I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy when I was about 2 years old. And I just like disability representation in the sports media world and just in the sports world in general is so unseen. And it as a longtime viewer of your show, it just, you know, means a lot to me to see other people with similar experiences to me, you know, up there and saying their piece and stuff. And I just feel like a lot of times, you know, we don't get a bunch of you know, representation or even like airtime and stuff like that on, you know, big media outlets like, you know, national TV. So I just wanted to call in and, you know, say thank you. And I really appreciate that. You know, I'm a longtime dog. My whole family is, you know, a long line of George fans. And my granddaddy, actually, who passed away a year ago yesterday, he loved your show. And he was so surprised when he found out that I watched your show, too. And, you know, he raised me on college football. So it's so cool to see people who are, you know, pursuing the same things that I want to hopefully pursue and, you know, who are in similar situations like me and advocating for themselves.
Well, Carson, thank you so much. Where do you live, by the way?
I live about an hour northeast of Atlanta.
Okay.
So,
well, I was just wondering because, you know, when we go through Athens, I was hoping maybe we could get together. But I deeply appreciate and have you on and talk about this more. I deeply appreciate what you've said, and I was so moved by Noah a couple of months ago, and obviously tonight, and by your story. And please stay in touch with us, and let's hope to continue this conversation.
Of course, yeah. I'll be back in Athens around August when the next semester starts. So
okay, I tell you what, I'm going to put you. Don't go anywhere. Let me put you on hold until we get your information because we'd like you to come by when we're in Athens and have you on the show as well.
Oh, of course, I'd love that. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much, and appreciate what you said about your grandfather, and so sorry about that. Rogers, is that right? Rogers is up next.
Hey, Paul, I'm a West Virginia native. I played football against Nick Saban and Pop Warner, and his dad was coaching. And I well tended natural gas wells on the farm next to Jimbo and got to know him and his family pretty well. It's a West Virginia culture thing. You haven't heard the last, or maybe the press has heard the last, but Jimbo Fisher and Nick, well, what we call in West Virginia, continue to screw with each other. As competitive, it's just in the culture. Like, you know, you go in the mines, you don't know if you're coming back at the end of your shift. That's what they come from. And so West Virginia's given good to the SEC. God, I wish you would take West Virginia U into the SEC. That's all I got to say.
You know, it's funny, about 10 years ago, Hoppy Karchevo called me. You probably know who he is.
Yes.
He's the number one radio person and very influential. And Joe Manchin's always on his show. And we had a long talk off the air. Then I came on his show, and I openly campaigned for West Virginia to be admitted to the SEC, and I got nowhere with the suits. But I had a great experience talking to him, and I don't have a lot of familiarity with the state other than the fact that so many people I know are from there. But it's such a proud state, and you know, what you talked about is so meaningful. We're done. We have reached the end of the program. Thanks to everyone here for helping out, and we will see you back in the studio tomorrow. Have a great night.